All right, we're holding the Development Administration Board meeting. It is November 19th, 2025, 1:01 p.m. We have two items on our agenda today. The first one's our consent agenda, approving our meeting minutes from last meeting. Those were part of the packet I sent out yesterday. Pretty short because it was a similar lot split from last time. Any changes, or are we good to approve those minutes? If you'd like a chance, I could print them off. I didn't include them in the printed materials here.
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes from
the last time.
Okay, right, I don't remember the I second that.
Yeah. Motion by Jay, second by Wes. Wes? Vote?
Yes.
Deborah?
Yes.
Rob Patterson's a yes. Jay?
Yes.
And Chris?
Yes.
And I apologize, I should have stated for the record who we all had here. We got Chris Trustee, our city engineer, Jay Bachman, our community development director, Rob Patterson, city attorney and planner, Wes Warren, planning commission, Deborah Mond, planning commission. And we also have the property owner and granddaughter in attendance as well. And then Gretchen is our recorder today. I apologize. You're so important to this, Gretchen. I did not mean to skip you.
No, you're good.
You're saving the best for last. I know it. I know it in his heart.
Okay. The reason for the meeting is the second action item, final plat approval for the Tim Clausen subdivision, the Mountain View Acres Plat B Lot 26 amended. A long title. This is a lot split. So just by way of short summary, the R140 zone basically has a 40,000 square foot kind of density determination, but it has a provision in the code that when you go to re-subdivide a lot that's already part of a subdivision, you look at the original density of the subdivision to determine any allowable density. So the Mountain View Acres Plat B was platted. They could have had up to 29 lots. They only platted 26. They could have had up to 7 small lots between 20 and 30,000, but only did 4. So there is extra density left in the subdivision as long as you can meet all the frontages and all the requirements of the zone. This is one of the few lots that could actually do that, as it is very long along 10150 North. So with this subdivision, we'll go up to 27 lots in the subdivision and 6 small, smaller lots, 20,000 square feet, which complies with the original subdivision density. Each lot has 130 feet of frontage. There was kind of the tail of the lot. You can see on the plat has been dedicated to the owners to the south. Other than that, we have standard utility improvements. The road has already been built and improved. Sidewalk is existing. There'll be some repairs as part of the building process, but nothing too major. There's existing home and detached structure on lot, the original lot. Those will meet setbacks. We had the engineer confirm that for us. And on the plat, you see the kind of dashed line is the buildable area. So we had them show that they actually could locate a home in that kind of triangle shape. So no new water dedications are required. It's already dedicated with the subdivision. They've got their laterals. Any questions, anything else we should go over?
Excuse me, sorry.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. It's a pretty straightforward one. In the staff report, I have a proposed motion. It's based on the last formal submission we got. So there were some review comments that we had just to clean up. But the meeting we're having after this is the pre-con. They've already updated their plans and fixed everything. So the motion's a little out of date, but we can still approve it because they've already fixed the comments they had to. And I included those comments here. It was just mostly some note issues and relocating their laterals to actually line up with their home.
Sorry.
Nothing significant, and they've already fixed that in the plans we have.
Well, I move that the Development Administration Board accept the findings and approve the final plat and subdivision improvement plans for the Tim Clausen subdivision, Mountain View Acres, Plat B, Lot 26, amended, subject to the 3 stipulations recommended by staff.
Shall
I read the stipulations? All right.
They're in the report. Motion by Deborah.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Chris Trustee. We'll start with Deborah.
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
And Rob is a yes. Plans are approved. You'll hold the pre-con immediately after this meeting. Any questions for us?
So what is the pre-con?
Pre-construction. So the contractor you have doing the work comes in to meet with Public Works guys to make sure everyone's on the same page about what's going on. So that'll happen in just a few minutes here. With nothing else, I'll declare the meeting adjourned.
Adjourned.